The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, says it would donate $75 million to fund 1,000 more beds in Ebola treatment centers in Liberia, and it would also buy 130,000 more protective suits for healthcare workers. The donation comes after health workers in Elwa Hospital in Liberia's capital Monrovia said they do not have enough protective suits as the hospital is still overwhelmed with Ebola patients. The nurses in Liberia are said to be wearing rags over their heads to protect themselves from the dreaded disease. Amid concerns that shortages of protective gear throughout the region are responsible for the high Ebola death toll among health workers. The agency also urged American healthcare workers to respond to the outbreak.
Now, while health experts are meeting in Geneva, Switzerland for the second day of urgent talks on fast-tracking experimental Ebola drugs as doctors in the worst-hit African countries plead for serums. With no fully tested treatments for Ebola, WHO has endorsed potential cures like Zimap to be rushed out. Zimap has been given to about 10 health workers who contracted the virus, including Americans and Europeans, three of whom recovered. Its stocks have been exhausted, but the WHO said a few hundred doses could potentially be ready by the end of the year. The two-day closed-door meeting of about 200 health experts in Geneva is discussing eight potential therapies as well as two experimental vaccines.
Some residents of Nkafua in Cape Coast this morning organized a demonstration against the municipal assembly for the continuous dumping of refuse in the town. According to the residents, the town is used as a dumping site for the whole of Cape Coast. They added that most of the cholera cases reported at the hospital in the municipality are from the area. Radio Ghana's Kinsley Nanabuedu witnessed this demonstration and now reports.
The cholera situation in Cape Coast metropolis is quite serious. Day in and day out, we hear of the cases are increasing. Just about yesterday or 3 days ago, we were told that the metropolis has recorded over 200 cases of cholera. I must say that yesterday I was at the regional hospital and we were told that as at 10 o'clock, we have recorded 15 cases adding to the already existing numbers. So at the time of my visit, it was 881 cases as just as yesterday. And this is quite alarming. Just this morning, there is a place called Nkamfua in Cape Coast where the whole of the Cape Coast metropolis have been dumping our refuse. This morning, the resident of the area says they are not going to allow any vehicle that is coming to dump refuse at that particular site. Their reason is that as a result of the place being the refuse dump, most of the people who are staying here are the most infected. So far, the cholera cases we are recording in the metropolis is concerned. So they have blocked the road leading to the place, saying that we are not going to allow any vehicle carrying any refuse to go through to that particular end to empty that dump. I have some of them here and they are shouting and they are put on their red band and they are going to tell us what exactly they are doing, sir. What is your problem?
And my problem now is we are living in Nkamfua and the way those people are doing here, we don't like it. The fact is the place is now full. So we don't want them to dump in their refuse there no more. So they should stop. That's our main problem today. Because of the cholera situation in Cape Coast here, we are all experiencing some. Simple because you go to Cape Coast hospital, you go and meet plenty of people over there, they are all complaining about cholera.
The situation here is very pathetic. Presently, many of us have been suffering from the cholera. And then yesterday, for instance, an old man was rushed to the hospital and was admitted. And later on, he was given 28 drips, which is uncalled of. And someone went and find the minister phone. Was the woman a toilet with the busy man can see Mungon Koti in the book on Kafa? Was that Guam? I did not do a solid timber crew. You say, I call a little bear. What's in here? I want Kafa any other first. He said, the woman ran a toilet with the book on Kafa. Yes, you should by this time. Who missed the hole? Where missed the hole? Yes, you should one. What could they be on for Mugu?
That is what they are saying. So, from Cape Coast, that is in Kafa to precise, Kinsley Nanabuedu reporting.